Good afternoon. The man shot dead in broad daylight in Puerto Penus on Friday has been identified locally as a Swedish rapper. Police have yet to officially name the victim of the restaurant terrorist assassination or the suspect they arrested shortly afterwards as he fled the scene. But the victim has been identified in Spain and Sweden as 25-year-old Hamza Karimi, who performed as Hamko and had been described as a former friend of an award-winning Swedish rapper who was shot dead near Stockholm a week before he was scheduled to testify in a trial connected to his 2020 gunpoint killing. A rival rapper was among those subsequently jailed over the kidnapping of the artist. Spanish police confirmed late Friday the gunshot victim had died after being rushed to the Costa del Sol hospital in Marbella. They also revealed a 38-year-old man, also believed to be a Swedish passport holder, who has been described locally as being of Afghan origin, had been arrested near the scene. After long-running protests from animal welfare groups, Malaga has bid farewell to horse-drawn carriages for tourists in the city. The mayor, Francisco de la Torre, announced the ban with immediate effect from today with a video on social media. De la Torre said Malaga has taken the step with the welfare and safety of the animals in mind. For this reason, the council has compensated the holders of the 25 licenses still active in the city. Of the 55 horse-drawn carriage licenses that existed back in 2018, around 30 were already subject to redemption and cancellation on a voluntary basis and with prior compensation. Today, the city council will remove the signs indicating reserved parking spaces for the horse-drawn carriages. An illegal migrant took to the skies to paraglide into Europe, landing in a Spanish enclave over a heavily fortified border fence. Police raced to the area after witnessing the daring aerial crossing on security cameras, but all they found was the abandoned multicoloured paragliding gear in the undergrowth. The successful border breach was the first of its kind ever attempted in the area between Morocco and the North African enclave of Ceuta. An investigation is ongoing to try and discover the paraglider's identity. It was not clear if he was Moroccan or sub-Saharan African. And the first outbreak of the highly contagious lumpy skin disease on a cattle farm in Catalonia has been announced, and culls will go ahead to prevent its spread. France and Italy have already been hit by the disease and have together recorded some 143 outbreaks since late June. The Catalonia outbreak was detected on a farm with 123 dairy heifers in Girona after three animals showed symptoms, so the Agriculture Ministry said in a statement. Lumpy skin disease, a viral disease transmitted by insect bites that is widespread in North Africa, causes blisters and lowers milk production in cattle. It does not pose a risk to humans. Two linked farms are also under investigation, affecting over 1,200 animals in total. And that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.